there is the full-time whistle. The game has come to an end. Tyrone are through to the semi-finals of the Ulster Minor Football Championship, winning through by the narrowest of margins by 8-7. A really, really tight encounter here, Martin McHugh. So it was today. Donegal leading at half-time, but Tyrone certainly seeing most of the play in the second half, and they got the bulk of the scores as well. Donegal just, what, added two, was it, in the second half? But there was five coming from Tyrone. Four of those five came from young Rory Canavan. And as Tyrone, do they deservingly go through, Martin, to the next stage?
Yeah, I think the difference was the class of Canavan. He made the difference, you know. He's low, but he's brilliant. You know, them scores, you know, just in the conditions, the very bad condition, everything else, it took that wee bit of class to make the difference. And he caused them four points the second half, all from play were big scores. And Cush coming off the bench made a big difference too. Donegal battled very, very gamely and very tough. And I mean, they were in a big battle, and we just didn't have that same quality up front to finish, you know, in the full forward line particularly. But look at all round, you can't take your hats off to Donegal. They put in a big battle. This is a good Tyrone team. The word coming out of Tyrone, they're very, very strong, and they're happy with the team and everything else. But it's a great old battle. But I think just that was the difference. That, but he's very like his dad. Anybody that remembers the dad playing, especially the older fellas, that remember the dad playing. They said that about him, that he was coming on and doing. He was, you know, when he was under 16, he wasn't as good. And Derry have beaten Armagh, Oisín 1-7-8. Downers, Fermanagh are 10 points to 1-4, still up against Down with 2 minutes left in that, and Monaghan 2-17-8. So it's Monaghan going through the semi final, and Derry have won. They say Derry have a very strong team. They won the under 16 Buncana Cup, and so it'll be Derry and Tyrone in the semi final battle. And Fermanagh, I mean, Down were, to me, everybody was talking about how good the Down team was, and Fermanagh are leading them there. So we just talked about minor football is all on the day. The football is, and you know, same way here, and we just had that, as I said, a class from a player. But Tyrone were the better side, Oisín, we have to say that. They had more possession the first half and everything else, and you know, they had a lot of wides and everything else. But that game will definitely stand for them, and them and Derry will be a very good big semi final. Everything else from Donegal's point of view, you know, I was very impressed with young Kildare, the centre forward. I thought he really took the fight, considering everything else with them, to them and everything else. But we'd all round, suppose we had to play Drew McKinney, who would be our big player, maybe as a sweeper, fullback, and we didn't get him forward enough and everything else. But look at that, you have to say the better team won, and Kahneman's class in the second half of them 4 points and condition play made a big difference.
Oran McGrath, Conor McGillion, and Harry Morgan, the goalkeeper, were the other three scorers for Tyrone. But it was all really about Rory Canavan and his left and right foot today. Four from play, one from a free. That was the difference as Tyrone progressed through to the Ulster Minor Football Championship semi-final, where they will take on Derry, who have beaten Armagh. As for Donegal, they knocked over 7 points today in this low-scoring encounter. Owen O'Donnell kicked two, Blake McGarvey got one, Sennan Quinn got one, Conor O'Neill was on the score sheet, Luke McGlynn, as was Robbie McDonald. A good spread of scores there, but they just couldn't get enough to see off their neighbours, the highly fancied Tyrone side coming in here today. But Donegal, after a slow enough start, put in a really, really good performance in heavy under foot conditions. But unfortunately, from a Donegal point of view, the championship has now come to an end, and it's Tyrone who progress. My thanks to Martin McHugh on CoCom today, and also to Martin Gallen and everyone at Gal Oil for their continued sponsorship of Highland Radio's coverage of Gaelic games. That, of course, is Gal Oil at Clattybridge and Castlefin. Fuel you can trust, and top rates, of course, given on Stirling as well. Full time score here in this Ulster Minor Championship in the Sunday Sports Special. Tyrone 8 points, Donegal 7.